Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week. Welcome to another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. We've officially made it to episode 20. Can you believe that? For those of you who might be new here, my name is Andy Andrews. I will be your host and your healer until death does us part. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being so loyal. Before we get into today's episode, I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for every single one of you listening to me today and every day for the past 5 months. I can't believe Unfashionable has been alive for 5 months. It's insane to me to think only 2-3 years ago I was like wishing on a star, wishing on a dream that this would be my reality. And I just, again, want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in, for liking, for subscribing. Whatever you do with the pod is up to you. Thank you for showing up every week to not only just listen to me, but become the better version of yourself that you can be. With the holidays rolling around, I think it's important to be kind, but there's a very fine line between being kind and being self-sacrificing. Hello, episode 20. The idea? Being nice versus saying no. I know you've been there before. You found yourself in a sticky-ass situation because you couldn't say no. Not because you couldn't, but because you didn't want to. Oh, the thought of hurting someone else's feelings instead of protecting your own energy. Oh, the thought of somebody getting mad at you because you said no. Well, guess what? After about 20 minutes from now, we will have learned the difference between being a kind-hearted girl versus being a kind-hearted girl with boundaries. Yes. Because nobody is going to test us this holiday. Nobody is going to test us going forward. We have boundaries. Because we're bad bitches. Bad bitches have boundaries. And bad bitches can be nice too. Just because we have boundaries doesn't mean that we're not kind. So let's distinguish a kind-hearted girl from a kind-hearted girl with boundaries. See, a kind-hearted girl, she gets run over. She gets trampled. She gets used. Abused until she's all washed up, until she has little left of herself for herself. And a kind-hearted girl with boundaries knows that she needs to protect her energy above all else. Rule number one of being kind versus being self-sacrificing: never mistake kindness for weakness. Maybe it's because I'm chill as fuck, because I'm nice, because I'm charming, that people think I will sit there and take whatever attitude that they come at me with. But allow me to joggle your fucking minds for a second. Just because I'm nice to you does not mean that I'm flirting with you. Just because I'm nice to you doesn't mean I like you. And just because I'm nice to you doesn't mean I want to know about your life story. Because automatically, if I'm nice, it's like I have all my guards down. People will take more than you can give. And that's why I gotta say thank you to my resting bitch face over and over again. To the people who are brave enough to approach me, I love a good conversation. I love a good fucking conversation. My resting bitch face is like phase one. If you can get through that, I applaud you from day one. Because she's intense. I can look at you and you might not think that I like you. But that's not the case. Like, come talk to me. Don't assume. Don't make an ass of yourself and me. I just have boundaries. And boundaries are sexy. Rule number two, very important, of being kind versus being self-sacrificing: time is money. And money is of the essence. So think about it. If T equals M and M equals essence, T equals... It's really fucking important to value your time and not just give it away for free. Your time is currency. Your essence is your character. Are you doing the thing because you want to be kind and out of the goodness of your heart? Or are you doing the thing knowing that it's going to waste your time? If there is no return, step back. Protect your energy. Don't keep the peace. There's a difference between doing something you want to do versus doing something somebody else wants you to do. And it stems back to people-pleasing tendencies, of course. But the only person that you need to please before anything and anyone else is yourself, babe. And I know what you're thinking, it might be a little selfish. Yes, it does require you to be a little selfish. I think it's time that you put yourself first. What if you lose people because you stop being so sacrificial? Well, good, because they were superficial. They were meant to be exposed. This is a story of a kind-hearted girl with boundaries. Rule number 3. If people leave, it's not because you're a bitch. It's because they couldn't handle being around a bad one. That's not on you. You were just being your kindest, baddest, most loving self. And for some people, that actually is too much to handle. I spoke on this in last week's episode about being kind to everyone versus being kind to the people that are kind to you first. Of course we should be kind to everyone, right? I wasn't saying to just automatically be rude to the entire world. But as far as going out of our way for just anyone, that is where our boundaries come in. Become unavailable. Spend time with yourself. It's not selfish, it's self-respect. There's this huge controversy about girls and how if they don't have friends, it's a trigger. It's like a red flag because there's something wrong with them. 9 times out of 10, bitches are weird, okay? I had a bestie that I left in the Westie because she wanted to be me so bad. I'm sorry, I'm such a free spirit, but girl, you cannot keep me in your little box. And I bet those are the same girls that be talking shit about their friend behind their backs. Girl, I would much rather have a small circle of people who I can trust with my life and my personality, because it's a lot, than have any of you sly, slick bitches talk any word about me. From our moms and our grandmas being married at a young age, having children at a young age, like, they never had the time to put into themselves until hopefully today. And now, as the youth that we are, I think that the more that we put into ourselves every day, the better that our lives will get in every way. That's why people are so unhappy, because they're too busy looking at other people's lives instead of looking inside and tapping into their own vibes. If people fall away, they were never meant to stay. Respect yourself enough to walk away and slay another day. Okay, these rhymes are getting out of control. But you know what I mean. I'm just here to hype you up because you deserve a life worth living. A life worth living for yourself, not for anybody else. Moving on to the unlearning part of the podcast, the part of the pod where we discuss any habits or mindsets that we might have defaulted to growing up that maybe we want to change going forward. This week, I'm unlearning the habit of allowing myself to go to bed with makeup on. Granted, I don't wear as much makeup as I used to, but still, this is my moneymaker. Why treat her with little to no respect? The feeling of sleeping in your makeup is so foul. I feel like I have a layer of skin just sitting on my face in the morning. Wash your face, ladies. If you have time to smoke, you have time to soap. Thank you so much. Per usual, thank you so much for listening. Especially if you're listening all the way up until now. I love you, and always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off-trend.